From the scriptures, the Quran is the book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam, between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. If God were to grant abundant provision to all his creatures, they would act insolently on earth, but he sends down in due measure whatever he will, for he is well aware of his servants and watchful over them. It is he who sends rain after they have despaired and spreads his mercy far and wide. He is the protector, worthy of all praise. Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and earth and all the living creatures he has dispersed throughout them. He has the power to gather them all together whenever he will. 42:27-29. Human life on earth depends on water, but the supply of water is completely in God's hands. If God does not provide water, man cannot obtain it on his own. Similarly, the distribution of sustenance is at the will of God. While doing so, God takes into account the depth of the human soul, and, according to this, allocates sustenance to everybody. If people are given greater abundance than they can deal with equanimity, they will become obstreperous and arrogant and, as a result, oppression and disturbance will prevail everywhere on the earth. We observe that when a farmer scatters seeds, he also has the power to reap the harvest therefrom. This observation is indicative of the fact that God too can marshal all his dispersed creations and gather them in his court where the future of humanity will be collectively decided. For the Creator for whom it was possible to create and spread his creations far and wide, why should it be impossible to collect and reassemble them after death? Whatever misfortune befalls you is of your own doing. God forgives much. You cannot escape him anywhere on earth. You have no protector or helper other than God. 42:30-31. The present world has been created and made subject to the law of cause and effect. So, if an individual is beset by adversity, it is clearly due to his own shortcomings. However, it sometimes happens that a man commits a sin, yet remains unaffected by its baneful outcome. All these events happen in the world in order that man should learn a lesson from them. When he sees that whatever people receive is commensurate with their deeds, he should infer that, in the hereafter also, everybody will be rewarded according to his deeds. Similarly, when he sees that somebody has been guilty of a lapse, yet goes unpunished, he should learn the lesson that God is merciful and gracious, and that if a man turns towards him, he, in his mercy, will save him from the consequences of his shortcomings. If a man's faith is deep, he comes to the point of discerning a picture of the hereafter in the events of this world.